Dynamical analysis of the dark matter and central black hole mass in the dwarf spheroidal Leo I, by Maria Jose Bustamante Rosell et al. We measure the central kinematics for the dwarf spheroidal galaxy Leo I using integrated light measurements and previously published data. We find a steady rise in the velocity dispersion from 300 carat pre-meter into the center. The integrated light kinematics provide a velocity dispersion of 11.76 p-meter 0.66 kilometers per second inside 75 carat pre-meter. After applying appropriate corrections to crowding in the central regions, we achieve consistent velocity dispersion values using velocities from individual stars. Crowding corrections need to be applied when targeting individual stars in high-density stellar environments. From integrated light, we measure the surface brightness profile and find a shallow cusp towards the center. Axisymmetric, orbit-based models measure the stellar mass-to-light ratio, black hole mass and parameters for a dark matter halo. At large radii, it is important to consider possible tidal effects from the Milky Way, so we include a variety of assumptions regarding the tidal radius. For every set of assumptions, models require a central black hole consistent with a mass, 3.3 p-meter 2, t-meters 10 to the power of 6, m_ordo. The no black hole case for any of our assumptions is excluded at over 95% significance, with 6.4 lower than delta chi squared lower than 14. A black hole of this mass would have significant effect on dwarf galaxy formation and evolution. The dark halo parameters are heavily affected by the assumptions for the tidal radii, with the circular velocity only constrained to be above 30 km per second. Reasonable assumptions for the tidal radius result in stellar orbits consistent with an isotropic distribution in the velocities. These more realistic models only show strong constraints for the mass of the central black hole. This was dynamical analysis of the dark matter and central black hole mass in the dwarf spheroidal Leo I, by Maria Jose Bustamante Rosell et al.